for the 235?
I never thought this day would come.
Oh, I thought this day would come on February 25th. And that's when I made these. And I knew I had faith in you guys. So I made them back in February. I knew this day would come.
He failed you.
Yeah. No, I had the faith that it would come.
Delayed success.
Delayed gratification.
I have such faith.
It's unbelievable, you guys. You came so far in such a short period of time.
I know. That was a short training period. You guys did really well.
I look back at the last coding team from over a year ago, which consisted of Laura, Dustin, Leia Berger, and
Sylvia. And Sarah.
BMMG. Well, Sarah, Shoshana? She started out, but she dropped out because she actually started seeing the patient.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay, you were excused.
So she,
yeah,
she
those
couldn't.
Were the practice videos we did
yes.
with Sarah.
But. So this group, two of the four sitting right here, they had to do 9 practice videos. I looked it up.
Wow.
You guys did 5. So you guys were trained to competency, to certification, in half the time of these two. So.
But it's because of what you went through. You're
we built on
to
the boundaries.
Faster.
Yes.
Yes, I came out a stronger woman for it.
When we first did the training, it was the first time that any team had been trained to code
That's
using
true.
The CPQ, and I was communicating with Celeste every week about various issues that came up, and as a result of that training, she revised many of the items of the CPQ. So now you guys are using now the most recent version of the CPQ, thanks to the inaugural coding team for the CPQ. So, because we went through that process, you guys, I think, went through more quickly, much more quickly than I had thought you would. So, overall, you know, I'm very pleased with how things have gone. So, as a result, Laura and I were presenting at this conference in California at third week of June, and we stand a reasonably good chance of having data to present.
I'm not buying my plane ticket until we know for
really?
Sure that the date is going to be.
See, I bought everything.
I'm like so nervous.
Did you register?
I'm like, if I have to back out of this thing.
Did you register for the conference?
No, I'm still hoping to see if they will let me like come in for just to present.
Okay.
Have you
asked them?
I got to email them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because the early bird registration fee was over the 15th.
I've been sort of, I have like a trip coming up next week, so I was like putting it off, like, okay, I gotta do it. All right.
So they actually want you to have the data there? What's up with that?
Well, I gotta do a piece. I gotta say something definitive that we found.
Yeah. That makes sense.
We found nothing.
We're the process
of finding things. To do this study. It's supposed to be very interesting.
We're all very excited. We don't know how it's gonna turn out. I don't know that would fly.
It's really quickly.
Great idea. Working on it.
Yeah, so that means maybe bumping up to 2 videos a week in a little while. Not right this second, but
right.
I mean,
I want to give
I
want to get people feeling good, feeling comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so regarding this week, Jennifer A. and Jason rocked the house.
You guys won.
They just rocked the house with a 0.78. Unbelievable. So
we're doing Chromebox now.
Huh?
We're only doing Chromebox
yeah,
now.
I mean,
we're not
because that's what
them.
We're going to be using.
Okay.
So.
So with Chromebox, we're looking for a point.
It's 0.70 is the threshold.
Okay.
Okay.
With the one we used to look at, it was a 0.6 or higher.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
We would look at, but okay.
Yeah, 0.70 is the threshold
okay.
that we're looking for. So. So we've got some work to do, and. What I thought we would do is we could break up into our teams and Laura and I could kind of float around and talk to people and see how they're doing. I sent everybody their printouts, right? And so what you can do is you can look at your distributions with your teammate and Very nice. And discrepancies greater than 3 is what you guys should be looking at. I have the CPQ online here. You guys want to go to an item or whatever. And then, as I said, Laura and I will come around and we'll talk to you guys about discrepancies. And this is going to prevent inter-rater drift.
Good question. If we didn't get a 0.70, do we have to redo the video?
No, we're going to keep it. But here's the deal. The overall goal for Laura's dissertation and our presentation in June is an average reliability of 0.70 or higher. That's the goal. If we don't reach that, it's not publishable. We can't publish the study. So it's the average, though. So if we take the average, it has to be 0.70 higher. So if you get 0.61 occasionally, 0.68, we're not going to toss it out. But it just means that all the other teams have to work that much harder to make up for the deficiency, right? So if you have a 0.76, or let's say Jason 0.78, mm-hmm. if you had a 0.62, the average would be 0.7.
So for this week, we kind of hit that average probably, right?
We're just a little bit higher than 0.70 for this week. But we got to, I don't want us to lag and have to scramble to try to make up a 0.7. We should really be trying to hit 0.7 consistently every week, week in and week out. So.
And then at what point is the data unusable? Like below what threshold?
Sylvia and Dustin, what did you get that first time?
Well, it wasn't point. Chromebox. It was.
No, it was Chromebox.
Chromebox? It was like 0.3 something?
It was, was it point?
But I don't think that was the Chromebox.
No, I think it was 0.5 or 0.52, something like that.
Like 0.5 something is too low.
Yeah, I mean, we threw it out and we'll have somebody else, one of these other teams. You might want to distribute that next week or whatever.
It's farther down the list.
Okay, that's fine.
It'll come randomly. But
okay.
But it wasn't a particularly hard session. I think we talked about it and it's a codable session. So I wouldn't freak out about the session that they did.
In fact, we won't even tell the team.
No. Right.
Yeah.
Difficult transition from Cheyenne to Steph.
Yeah. So it's hard to go from watching one kid's videos to
Absolutely.
The other. And you guys
Absolutely.
Probably all experienced that, this week going to a new kid. And then also, some of you were seeing me and some of you were seeing Shlomo, and it'll vary every week. So, keep an open mind. Keep it on your toes.
He's a really cute kid, though. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I thought he was a little odd. He's a little odd. That's probably why he's in there.
It's hindering me from finding him cute. I mean, he is cute. I do think he's cute, but
shoot your own counter points for it.
Just like the things he was saying were just so loud.
But we, just to reiterate, we can't disclose any diagnostic. This is going to be different from the other case. We really can't say anything about the case. But
I was guessing. I'm sitting here like, what is he in there? Right. I was trying really hard to figure it out.
Can you tell us at the end?
I'll tell you about it.
We can debrief you at the end of the coding. But let's just,
I have a okay, so even though in theory 6 minus 3 is 3, right? When you look at it here, it's really 4. I mean, it's 4 away. I think you meant, like, when you say 3, you mean like.
Greater than 3.
Greater than 3.
So 3 and 6 is.
3 and 6 would be okay.
Oh, it would be okay.
Yeah.
It's not great.
3 and 7 would be 4 away.
Oh, so you're not including. I was including 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, you're just gonna have too many to talk about.
Yeah.
Right, so we can actually cross a lot of these out.
Okay, although we buy the ones that
are higher, and then we'll time. Go back to the others. Okay.
We're
talking 4 and 1.
Yeah. So I'm gonna. Well, technically, that's with these guys.
That's fine.
Yeah. I think they probably have the most items we have.
You want to help out with training? You want to float around?
Yeah. You want to float to a group?
Yeah. You had 2 years of experience with this.
No, it wouldn't reflect it. You're going to be with these guys?
Okay, so.
I don't remember 29.
How are we doing?
We're okay. This was a bit of a difficult session, I find for me personally.
said it was hard to.
What made it difficult?
I just found a lot. I had a lot, like quite human five. I mean, I had very little.
I had probably.
Well, it's interesting.
So you both had the same experience?
I probably had like 25 cards or 30 cards and five that I just didn't want to move.
But
I had to force myself.
Had to.
And then there were other ones that I had to force myself. I found myself with, these were okay, but also I couldn't fill, I didn't want to move them from the middle to the sides, but I had to. I just didn't, I felt like a lot of it didn't pertain to this what went on in the session, so it was hard, and I actually thought, I'm really just pushing this because I have to, and I thought, Maria is doing the same thing, what are the chances that we're doing it in the same direction?
Right. Although I will say that the distributions, the power of them really exists in these outer piles.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel confident in the outer piles, whether you put an item in pile 4 or pile 6 really isn't going to matter all that much. It's what you do with the outer piles, so I'm curious to see where the discrepancies were. Like, if one has 1 and 2 and the other has 7, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know?
And fortunately, we didn't, those huge ones,
the ones with 4,
we only, I think the majority, there were a couple that were like that, but they're not the majority.
Well,
I guess we could look at
it.
So, the first one.
Well, you got yours up too.
This I found difficult because in general, something about the child seemed really, like odd. Like I said, like he seemed to be kind of fragmented, and sporadic. But at the same time, he would engage in activities. I thought for a reasonable amount of time. Like he played with the Legos for at least 10 minutes. Actually, I wrote it down, 15 minutes. And then he did the drawing for at least another 15 minutes. And then at the end, he played with the house like 3 seconds. But I felt for the majority, I felt like he was, despite seeming really kind of verbally fragmented. His play, he did to me seem absorbed and fluid, which
you
is why.
You put it where, in 7?
Yeah.
You put it in 2? What do you think?
Just because like, when I'm reading more of it, how like Charles spends a few moments with his body, the moves all to play with the puppets, and also really because he did like 3 or 4 things in my head, it sort of made it a little bit more. Especially towards the end, I feel like he just was sort of like he knew he had to meet soon, so I feel like he was just trying to desperately like make time. And you find them to do, and then move on to the next thing in this amount of time. So that's to me.
I guess maybe a better place would have been closer to the middle because he seemed to do both.
Yeah. But again, because we had so much stuff in the middle, it was harder to keep it there.
Which is why I think I think the sporadicness at the end kept me from putting it higher, but I still felt. I don't know.
That's
what
I
do. So
I next to you were saying. I guess it is. Like in the beginning, especially, he did spend a lot of time doing it. Yeah.
How about a 6?
I could move it down to a 6. Yeah.
I could move it up.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have put it
lower than a 6.
Than
But you could move it up, Maria?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about it now, like in hindsight, I probably could. I just like, just reading that sentence, literally just like, in my head, like that spark, like what I saw him do, but it, it was longer than a few moments.
Right.
So what about the next one?
He did both of these things.
Yeah.
There were times when
he made a lot of comments and observations.
There was times when he would
This was a really hard one. I can really like I put it in two because I feel like he did like elaborate and it's like certain things he would say and he would like sort of follow up on that. Certainly like he would like really reject them but he would just like ignore them. So like I feel like that wasn't it didn't seem like an active kind of ignoring, it just seemed like he was more involved in what he was doing, but he wasn't like covering his ears or anything. So I felt like he wasn't that because he did make a lot of observations.
Yeah,
for the most part, he wasn't really actively trying to.
I think that I put it in two because we're down here. Yeah. You put it in seven.
Okay.
Because
totally just like
because when she would ask him, like at the beginning, when she asked him what it felt like when he was talking about a schoolmate. Was like annoying, and he kind of talked a little bit about his annoying situation with his friend Franco, and then he talked about feeling anxious. So I felt like he did respond at times, but you're.